If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, go to the iHeart app for John and Ken on demand podcast and listen to everything that you missed. It's Ken's birthday today.
Yay, me.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ken.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
I didn't hear John sing.
Oh, I didn't want to ruin it.
You don't think it was already pretty bad?
No.
It was fabulous. What are you talking about?
That was Mariah Carey compared to what I would
do. Oh, yeah. I wanted to be a singer, but you know.
Did you?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. That was pretty good. Well, anyway, happy birthday.
Oh,
not that I mean that, but...
Yeah, it's all right. My birthday isn't a federal holiday like yours is.
Now, I know. So. I know. I got the federal holiday.
You did, man. You worked hard for that over the years, all your congressional connections.
I was always campaigning, always lobbying.
We had talked last week. Well, in fact, I think this came up on Friday. We played the latest word salad from the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. If you haven't heard it, we're going to play it again in a few minutes. It's a doozy. She was appearing at a conference in New Orleans where the topic was basically about culture. And she was asked to define culture. The response is astounding. In some ways, you hear it and you're like, did anybody really just speak that in one long string of words that makes no sense? And she has this tendency now to repeat. She gets stuck on a certain word and just tends to repeat it every 5 or 6 words.
I've never heard anyone speak like this in public, private, or, you know, in a work setting. I've never heard anybody. I don't know anybody who talks like she does.
Well, I think it's similar to people that do a lot of you-knows. It's kind of a crutch. You just keep going back to a word that's stuck in your head. And I think in this case, it was culture. Uh-huh. But in other audio we played, she gets stuck on certain words and just keeps repeating them.
But she's not that stupid, I don't think. I don't think her basic intelligence is that low that she would end up talking in circles. I mean, a lot of people with those weird verbal tics are really not very bright, and they don't have much of a vocabulary.
No.
And they don't really know what to say because they don't have that many words in them to say.
So we decided to compare and contrast Kamala Harris, and this is going to take us back to 2018. She was a U.S. senator from California. And she was questioning Brett Kavanaugh at the confirmation hearing. People were quite impressed, I remember, at the time, because she looked like this tough prosecutor. Look at her go. She's got a future.
That's why.
And a lot of that, based on that, she ran for president in 2020 for a time.
Yeah, because it seemed like she was really sharp. And she had built a resume up from state attorney general, U.S. senator, and now she's interrogating Brett Kavanaugh. And listen, and I think part of the thing that impressed people was her speaking ability and her apparent intelligence.
Right.
You know, she didn't sound like she was like somebody stoned who was hitchhiking on a highway.
Yeah, that's been the main thing that people are thinking, is that something is going on here in terms of some type of substance use, because it's very, very strange sort of brain lock.
Like John Fetterman can't speak anymore, clearly, right? But we know he had a stroke. You know, Biden's stumbling all over the place, but we know he's 80 years old and his brain is failing, right? So there's an obvious connection. A leads to B. This is not as obvious, but, what are the possibilities? Unless she had a stroke and she doesn't know it, or they didn't tell anybody.
All right, so let's begin with Kamala Harris in 2018. We got a couple of minutes of her grilling Brett Kavanaugh.
Judge, have you ever discussed Special Counsel Mueller or his investigation with anyone?
Well, it's in the news every day.
Have you discussed it with anyone?
With other judges, I know.
Have you discussed Mueller or his investigation with anyone at Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer? Be sure about your answer, sir.
I'm not remembering, but if you have something you want to...
Are you certain you've not had a conversation with anyone at that law firm?
Cassowitz, Benson...
Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, which is the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, who is President Trump's personal lawyer. Have you had any conversation about Robert Mueller or his investigation with anyone at that firm? Yes or no?
Well, is there a person you're talking about?
I'm asking you a very direct question, yes or no. Who'd you talk to?
I don't think I'm not remembering, but I'm happy to be refreshed, or if you want to tell me who you're thinking
of. Are you saying that with all that you remember, you have an impeccable memory? You've been speaking for almost 8 hours, I think more, with this committee about all sorts of things you remember. Yeah. How can you not remember whether or not you had a conversation about Robert Mueller or his investigation with anyone at that law firm? This investigation has only been going on for so long, sir. So
right, I'm not sure. I'm just trying to think. Do I know anyone who works at that firm? I might know.
That's not my question. My question is, have you had a conversation with anyone at that firm about that investigation? It's a really specific question.
I would like to know the person you're thinking of, because what if there's...
I think you're thinking of someone and you don't want to tell us.
Okay, so she's not only reading the questions, but she is countering his evasiveness.
If you just hear that, you know, sometimes that's how you judge things. Just who sounds like they're coming out on top,
right,
back and forth. And she just sounds all over him there.
Yeah.
And he's kind of hesitant and asking for clarifications. And maybe it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And that, I remember that particular exchange. And and other things I saw about her public speaking and her questioning, and I thought, she could be dangerous in a campaign, especially going after Trump, you know, who's all over the place. And if she was in a one-on-one debate, could really corner him on a number of things.
Now, and of course, the context of this is Robert Mueller was looking into Trump's connection to Russia.
Yeah.
And she's trying to make the point that Kavanaugh is too connected to Trump and this whole Russia investigation.
He'd be biased in case that something
comes up in front of the court about Trump and Russia and the whole investigation. Right. That's the point she's trying to make.
Okay. So now play her latest public statement.
Well, I think culture is, it is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And and we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning. We have to find ways to also express the way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection to how people are experiencing life. And I think about it in that way, too.
She got stuck with moment and culture.
How do you reconcile those two performances? How are those two performances from the same person? The voice is similar, but I mean, she's just loopy. She's absolutely incoherent, loopy. It's just thrown out non sequiturs, weird cackling sounds. And that's pretty typical. We probably could play you 10 of these, but I think you've heard them.
But we have the old word salad audio we have of her. Oh, well, you want to hear that?
Yeah, let's do the whole montage.
What we need to do domestically as well as what we need to do in terms of this issue generally, we have, as the president said, reevaluated what we're doing in terms of the strategic oil reserve here in the United States to make sure that it will not have an impact, or we can mitigate the impact on the American consumer. Let's take this one step at a time, understanding that right now on the issue of energy, our allies have stood firm and unified in a way that many of the pundits didn't predict would happen, to ensure that we are unified in our approach to this issue.
We all watched the television coverage of just yesterday. That's on top of everything else that we know and don't know yet. Based on what we've just been able to see, and because we've seen it or not doesn't mean it hasn't happened, but just limited to what we have seen.
Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children. One of the issues that has been presented as an issue that is economic in the way of its impact has been the pandemic. So to that end, we are announcing today also that we will assist Jamaica in COVID recovery by assisting in terms of the recovery efforts in Jamaica that have been essential to, I believe, what is necessary to strengthen not only the issue of public health, but also the economy. One of the important components of the summit, from my perspective, is the work that we've been doing with the call to action, which is bringing CEOs together at historic numbers to invest in the northern part of Central America. And we announced yesterday that as a result of the work that we only started a year ago, we've already raised $3.2 billion, which is about investing in these countries that are our neighbors as the United States, because we are also a member of the Western Hemisphere. And one of the things that is without question, when we are able to improve the prosperity and stability of our neighbors, we as a nation benefit. The strength of our nation has always been that despite the odds and the obstacles, we push to move forward, that we are guided by what we see that can be, unburdened by what has been.
I thought about it as, you know, a parent. We have two children who are in their 20s, a son and a daughter. I thought about it as a godparent of teenagers. I thought of it as an aunt of preschool children and a woman myself, and the daughter of a woman and a granddaughter of a woman.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously. The whole nation should understand and have a level of empathy to understand that this can happen anywhere in any peace-loving community, and we should stand together and speak out about why it's got to stop.
I think that, to be very honest with you, I do believe that we should have rightly believed, but we certainly believe that certain issues are just settled. Certain issues are just settled. And that's why I do believe that we are living, sadly, in real unsettled times.
Culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment.
Yeah,
and we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning.
Comes in the morning. I always say that.
Well, there you go. You know what wasn't in there either? Remember she gushed over the electric school buses?
Oh, that's right.
When I was a little girl, it was very exciting. The school buses here. All right, well, there you go. It's Kamala Harris now versus then when she was a senator and grilling a Supreme Court nominee. Coming up next, your chance at some money. We'll have a keyword that will be revealed. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Well, we had mentioned this last hour and a little bit earlier this hour. Axios put out a story headlined Old Yeller, spelled Y-E-L-L-E-R, Biden's Private Fury, complete with a picture of a grimacing Biden with his classic aviator sunglasses on. Behind closed doors, Biden has such a quick trigger temper that some aides try to avoid meeting alone with him. Some take a colleague as a shield against a solo blast, they call it. The president's admonitions include, God damn it, how the bleep don't you know this? Don't you bleepin' BS me? Get the bleep out of here, according to current and former Biden aides who have witnessed and have been on the receiving end of these kinds of outbursts.
Sounds like a toxic work environment.
It does. That's no way to treat professionals who are trying to help you carry out your administration.
All these sensitive little progressive weasels. A few years ago, they were all on the bandwagon of canceling people who had temper tantrums at work. Oh, toxic bosses, toxic work environments.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They were That's a good point.
They went after Ellen DeGeneres, for God's sakes.
That's true. That's right, for being very nasty to her.
They went after Hollywood producers. Suddenly, it was the worst thing in the world is to be an angry boss. And you had to go through some kind of embarrassing public ritual. And now, because it's Joe Biden and they're trying to cover up his dementia, it's like, well, it just shows how engaged he is and how the high standards he demands of his staff. It's like, no.
So you don't think he's always been like this? You think this is something that's happening with his brain damage?
I think it's intensified. What I have seen in people in my family, it's whatever characteristics they have become much more so, much stronger.
Why can't they be nice characteristics? They're always the nasty ones.
Yeah, the nasty ones come out. Yeah, because you lose control. That's why. I was looking up, there's a government health site, National Institutes of Health, right? Fauci used to run this. Tips for coping with sundowning. This is staff ought to read this. Late afternoon and early evening can be difficult for people with Alzheimer's. Restlessness, agitation, irritability, confusion that either begins or worsens as daylight fades. Sundowning can continue into the night. People with Alzheimer's have trouble falling asleep and staying in bed. The causes are not well understood. They think it has something to do with brain changes that affects your biological clock. Your sleep-wake cycles are disturbed, so you end up getting agitated. If you get overly tired or you're hungry or thirsty, boredom, pain, depression. And it says here, when you get confused or anxious, when you're the person you're caring for, you may see him pacing, wandering, or yelling. Now, we see the wandering and the yelling, right, with Biden. It's definitely wanders away in public appearances. Now, inside, he's yelling at everybody.
And did you see the story today that he met with King Charles?
King Charles
had to gently try to move him away. He started talking up one of the guards. And King Charles is like, no, we got to keep going here. And the Biden's just like, he wanders over. Hi, how are you today? Well, you wear a fancy uniform there, sir. What do you do?
Yeah. See, thing is, Biden knows all those protocols, right? And he also just, when he was younger, would pick up the obvious like we all would, right? To move along and don't monopolize the King's time or whatever it is. And they teach you this stuff. If you're new to Washington and you've never been involved in a formal situation, they have people, etiquette experts, right? Diplomatic protocol experts. So he knows this stuff because he's been in government for over 50 years.
The angle in this Axios story, though, is that they may have done this story on purpose. Because they say that some Biden aides think the president might be better off displaying this temper in public to outweigh voter concerns, that he's disengaged and too old for the office. And then when you keep reading the story, a lot of it's like, well, it's trial by fire. He keeps you on your toes. This president doesn't tolerate. They even have something they call stump the chump or stump the dummy. He rapid fires you with questions. And if you don't have the answers, he can get his temper can come out.
Oh, yeah. He's really sharp.
If Biden doesn't yell at you, it could be a sign he doesn't respect you, said another.
Yeah. He's a regular Bill Gates, isn't he?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I think part of this story is sort of a, it could be the dementia you're talking about. It could also be a way of trying to tell people, oh, no. Behind the scenes, he's in charge and he's fire and brimstone.
Okay, then why not open him up to the press corps? They will do that.
For in-depth questioning?
Yeah, let him get into it with the press. Trump certainly did. Trump would blow his temper and have pretty exciting exchanges with the press. Let's see Biden do it.
Remember those COVID-19 press conferences every afternoon in 2020, and Trump would just keep going with reporters for like 45 minutes if they wanted to.
With Jim Acosta?
Yeah, and among them.
Sometimes he would deport or evict reporters from the press room.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, you miss stuff. Well, you can hear it again. You can hear it forever on the iHeart app. John and Ken on demand podcast.
All right. You also have a chance to win money again next hour. We'll have a keyword for you at around 3:20. We'll have another guest on the show who is fed up with the crime and homeless problems of Los Angeles. He will join us to tell you about his ordeal coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. Well, we're just going to mention this because it's in the news, but it was a press release that came out late last week. The proponents of the recall against L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon have not given up. It's been a year almost since the measure did not qualify for the ballot, according to the L.A. County Registrar of Voters. They filed a lawsuit on Friday demanding certification of their petition, alleging tens of thousands of valid voter registration, valid voter signatures were incorrectly and unlawfully rejected. They believe that the Registrar Recorder's Office had a flawed counting process and inflated signature requirements stemming from the bloated voter rolls, which we knew to be true. L.A. County has a lot of names on the voter rolls that don't belong there.
L.A. County's corrupt. They're not going to have a progressive district attorney get recalled. They're just not. Dean Logan, the county registrar, not going to happen under his watch. So they'll foul up the count, and then you'll take a year trying to investigate it, and and by then it'll be close to the next election. And they do this on purpose. We don't live in a fair society here with a fair government, an honest government. It's just corrupted from top to bottom.
At this point, we might as well wait for the next election, which is a year and a few months away.
That's what they were counting on. See? It worked. They got away with it.
Yeah, because the claim is here, when they went in there to try to audit the process, they got blocked.
Yeah, sure they did.
At every turn, blocking reasonable access to the recall petitions, blocking access to the voter data, needed to evaluate the rejections.
The registrar, Dean Logan, does that on purpose to protect Gascon. There's all these bureaucratic tricks to block delay. And even if the recall crowd turns out to be 100% right, by the time they can prove it, it's a moot point.
No.
That is the corrupt city, county, state we live in.
So the recap was, it was a year ago, July of 2022, they submitted almost 716,000 signatures.
See what they did, though? It took a year. It took a year for the recall proponents to make their case because of everything Dean Logan did to screw with the system.
To slow them down, and to run them for a loop.
Now, so
520,000 were found to be valid, but almost 200,000 were deemed invalid, and that's why it failed to qualify for the ballot. That is a lot of disqualified signatures, and that did raise a lot of suspicions.
Right, it smelled. It smelled the moment you heard it. And you could have predicted it would follow this path. They know what they're doing because they have all the power. When you control the government, you control all the levers. And it becomes a game.
Now, so they claim that the L.A. County Registrar utilized 400 people to go through the signatures. Many of them were temporary workers. They had no background in election law or the computer system. Mm-hmm. And they probably made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, or it was a preordained outcome.
Right.
They had verbal instructions. We need to get X number of signatures rejected. So figure it out. Find a way to reject ballots.
Right.
The registrar doesn't come from the viewpoint. It's like, okay, let's ensure as many ballots that want a recall are counted, right? You could look at it both ways. Do we want to get a yes vote or do we want to get a no vote? Dean Logan goes in there and says, okay, we want to get a no vote. So let's come up with arguments as to why these ballots ought to be tossed out, or just toss them out. Just say, okay, one out of every four ballots get tossed no matter what. And then let the proponents of the recall figure it out later. Let them go one by one by one through hundreds of thousands of ballots. You can just toss them for the sake of tossing them. You don't need a reason. Just toss them. What are the proponents going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? And then they claim the signature was illegible. It was outside the lines. You know, some nonsense like that.
I mean, some of this should be really obvious to argue. They're saying that the rejections are sometimes based on voters not being registered, even when the voter could easily be identified as registered by just typing in the name or address on the petition.
Which means they lied. They just made it up.
That just seems hard to believe. Then, well, I guess if you don't get audited, or you don't have somebody come in there and check your work, you can get away with this stuff because it's all on you. There's no second check.
But now that it's been checked here, right, by the proponents, now what? Who's gonna suffer any consequences? Nobody.
No, and I imagine at this point, even if this makes it to a judge, how long will it take to decide anything? And you're right, we'll be ready for next year's election.
Right, and Dean Logan knows this. They all know this in the county. Logan may have gotten his orders from the county board of supervisors. They know how to deal with threats. You look at the whole county government as an organism, and the recall was like a bacteria. It was like a virus that invaded the organism. So the immune system has to kick in.
Right.
So, you know, the Logan knows what to do. He knows what to tell his staff to do. They know to hire all these temp workers to really fog up the issue. Say, oh, well, we just got a bad crop of employees here. They didn't know what they were doing exactly. We're terribly sorry. You know, won't happen again. Next time, don't worry.
Yes. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we got a lot ahead in the 3 o'clock hour. You will get another keyword with your chance to win some money. We'll be talking to a man who, he's had a store in Granada Hills for about 15 years. He is tired of being harassed by code enforcement over his sign placement for his store as he watches the homeless encampments and the crime build up in L.A. He cannot believe the disconnect and the unfairness of that. He'll give his whole story to us after the news at 3 o'clock on the John and Ken Show. A couple of bizarre stories. You may, of course, have heard of the former mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio. He actually ran for president in 2020. We were just joking that Kamala Harris ran for president. A lot of people don't remember that, but so did de Blasio. He didn't get very far before he dropped out of the race. And of course, he's no longer the mayor of New York after serving his couple of terms. But he and his wife, a woman by the name of Shirlane McCrae, did an in-depth interview with the New York Times. And they are separating after 30 years of marriage. Not unusual. But they are not going to be divorced. And they're going to live together for now and date other people. Which I've never heard of exactly anybody doing that before. That's been in a marriage that they're going to stay in the same house.
It's always odd. He's obviously white. She's black. And she has been publicly a lesbian throughout
the marriage. Yeah, I didn't know that. But his quote in the story is, for a guy who took a chance at a woman who was an out lesbian and wrote an article called "I Am a Lesbian," there was a part of me that would say, is this like a time bomb ticking? Is this something that you're going to regret later on? I always live with that stuff.
Who do you know would marry somebody who it was clear that she was an out-and-out lesbian?
It is strange.
I mean, there's something phony about this whole thing from the beginning. I don't know what. I don't know what they're doing.
They had a couple of kids together, though, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's...
And in this interview, they actually were joking about it. And she was like, can I get my phone number out there, contact information? He said, can I put a picture from the gym in there? Asked that says he doesn't believe in using online dating apps. Oh, very.
After he became mayor, he gave her a position in the administration. And there was some mental health initiative that she was in charge of. And a lot of money was spent and not much good came of it. And it became a big scandal. So I wonder if this was some kind of an arranged marriage to give her a political foothold. You know, kind of like the Bill Hillary situation.
Yeah, I guess.
Where, you know, she obviously had ambitions. And as soon as Bill Clinton got to office, remember, Hillary got the health care initiative to try to get through Congress, and it blew up on her, and that was to give her the first building block of a political career on her own.
And I thought Anthony Weiner and Huma had a strange relationship.
Yeah, same thing.
The New York congressman. Now we have the former New York City mayor.
And all strange. their marriages, you look at them, these people, and they just don't seem to fit, right? You see a lot of couples, and they fit as a couple. Kind of makes sense. And then you see these political marriages, and it's like, this doesn't make sense. These two people shouldn't be together. It doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. And this is one of those. Seriously. Is anybody ever? Yeah, sometimes people get married and then they find out later their husband's gay or their wife's a lesbian. That's happened frequently. But why would you get involved in that? What's in it for you? If she's not even attracted, not only not attracted to you, not attracted to your entire your entire tribe.
Not even sure how to categorize it anymore.
Yeah, right. I mean, she's not into men. You're a man. So what are you marrying her for?
Well, I guess if they had a few kids, she was in it
How did those kids come about?
The hot candidate for 2024 right now, at least I haven't seen any recent polls, is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's getting more interviews. He's been as high as 20%. Against Biden in some polls. There was a columnist by the name of Maureen Callahan who wanted people to know something else about RFK Jr. that's not related to his position on vaccines. How come people don't ask him about his sex diaries or how he tormented his suicidal wife, then exhumed her from the Kennedy plot? She writes, "Are you man enough to answer my questions?" She said the Daily Beast did a column on Kennedy. He's 69, by the way, showing his ripped physique, and the whole thing looked like a kind of a tongue bath article. Then she goes through the fact that, according to reports, RFK Jr. was into ceaseless womenizing. He kept sex diaries, which the wife at the time, Mary, discovered, gave to a trusted friend. Should anything ever happen to her, the world might want to know what we're really dealing with. In the back of each diary were ledgers listing all of the women Bobby had been with. Many of them were actually friends of Mary's or women in their social circle. He numbered them from 1 to 10. He gave a rating of how far each sexual encounter had gone with the woman in question.
So a weirdo.
A 10 might be all the way versus...
This is a Kennedy.
Yeah, you know, I thought about that when I was reading this. I said, well, this is a Kennedy.
Yeah.
You look at John F. Kennedy and Ted Kennedy and the whole genetic lot of them. But, they were married for quite a while, but they divorced. And she eventually, they said she was treated for depression, but she ended up suicide. I'd forgotten that about this woman.
Yeah, isn't it funny how that just disappeared? I've read so many stories about Robert Kennedy in the last few weeks, and no mention about the entanglement with this wife.
And he's not getting a critical look yet, and he's not really even getting a lot on the vaccines either being written.
No.
And I'm not sure what his base is right now. Some of it I know is anti-vaccine people, but there's also, I think, he's getting some sort of attention from the left as well, but I'm not sure why. Is it because of the Kennedy name?
Yeah, part of it's Kennedy, and part of it is that most of his activism in the past has been your basic left-wing issues, environmentalism, for example.
Right, he was an environmental lawyer.
He was an environmental lawyer, so and comes from the Kennedy clan, so that represents a certain brand of politics. And now he's getting some Republicans interested because of the anti-vaccine stuff. And there's some people just, you know, they want to see Biden upended in some way.
I think that's part of what it is, right? Because Callahan writes here that how come he's not being called out, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for his misogyny and the way he treats women and the way he discards women and so forth? And this would be, you would think if this was a candidate on the Republican side from the right, this would be a bigger story.
Of course it would. Yeah, right, exactly. Look how they constantly beat on Trump for the way he treats women. Well, Trump, as far as I know, never drove one of his wives to suicide.
Right.
Yeah. So the Kennedys always get protected by the media. Always. It's a one-way street. It's never changed for 60 years.
Well, as far as I know, there's not going to be any debates. Like, Biden's not going to debate anybody. So, you know, we only get debates on both sides when we have an open presidential office.
The odd little quirk is New Hampshire wants to have the first primary no matter what. It's a state law that says they have to have a first primary. The Biden administration has tried to move South Carolina ahead of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I thought that was already decided by the Democrats. No?
Well, New Hampshire's not playing along. They're going to say, we don't care what you do, we're going to be first.
Oh, they're going to do it anyway.
If they have to have the primary, you know, a week from Friday, they're going to have it.
They get first, right?
Because I was a caucus. It's not a primary. So last time around, if you remember, Biden came in fifth in New Hampshire. And he was left for dead. Everybody thought he was done for.
Oh, South Carolina's what saved him.
Yeah, the black voters in South Carolina saved him. And so they want South Carolina to be first on the calendar. The Biden crowd wants this because he'll end up with a huge win, lots of momentum, and that'll scare any challengers away, right?
Oh, I see.
And New Hampshire says, uh-uh, we're not going along with it. So Biden may not be on the ballot as things stand. Kennedy will. Then Kennedy will have some kind of big win.
Huh.
And that's what he's aiming for.
All right, when we come back, we're going to have a guest on the air who's had a business in Granada Hills for about 15 years. But he says he is so tired of being harassed by Los Angeles City code enforcement over things like the sign in his window when he looks around and sees homeless encampments blocking sidewalks everywhere that he's thinking about giving up. We'll hear about his experiences next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.